The National Coordinator for the Youth in Agriculture Program, Alhaji Adam Mahama, says the sector minister has introduced graduates in agriculture program to create jobs for those who are interested in farming and animal rearing. He said in the first quarter of this year, the program will roll out all the models it has been implementing last year. Alhaji Mahama spoke to George Ankra.
For this year, we are going through what we've been doing in the previous years. That is, we'll go into the block farm, crops, aquaculture, fishing, some agribusiness, helping women to learn how to process and market their goods. We'll go into some livestock. In terms of livestock, we have some grandparent stock of pigs, and we're also trying to raise some chicken that we'll give to young men. But with our able minister, that is Honorable Kofi Humado, encouraged us to introduce a new innovation that is an additional to what we are doing, and what we call the Graduate Youth in Agriculture Program. He wants us to add Graduate Youth in Agriculture Program. And this aspect of the Graduate Youth in Agriculture Program extends in collaboration with other people. For instance, we are going to collaborate with National Service, we are going to collaborate with Ministry of Trade, and we are also going to collaborate with the private sector. We will want to get some private people to import agricultural equipment, and we will engage these young graduates who want to go into full-time agricultural production to join in that aspect of production. We're rolling out what we've been doing, and our minister has encouraged us, and he is also participating in the introduction of this Graduate Youth in Agriculture program.
We have spoken about this pass on the gift process. I'm talking about the piggery and the sheep. The last time you were telling me that program is stalled because the parent stock is not there.
What I said was that we have grandparent stock. Grandparent stock means that the grandparents, that's grandmother or grandfather, then we will produce the parent stock. Then when we produce the parent stock, it is the parent stock now that we will produce and now start sharing. Now, with the grandparent stock, we have identified certain institutions. What I mean certain institutions, professional institutions that can bring up all right crossbreeds and whatever we want. For instance, University of Ghana, University of Cape Coast, Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, the Animal Production Unit of Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Animal Research Institute. See, we imported about 100 grandparent stock, and we've distributed them among these institutions. They will multiply them for us. Then again, we will identify very serious and prominent farmers who will now take the parent stock, start multiplying, then we can now start sharing out this system that you are talking about. But what I'm trying to say is that people who are full-time and have all the facilities that will carry out a proper and satisfactory production scheme, that's what I'm talking about. We have to identify them, then we'll give them the parent stock. From their point, their offspring of those parent stock, then we'll start distributing. I'm sure by the middle of this year, we should start doing that distribution. Now, the sheep process hasn't stopped. But you see, the process in some of these things, you have to go through a certain gradual process of raising funds, getting the funds, and getting people to raise the animals for you. We are rolling out the piggery one now. Hopefully, in the middle of the year or by the end of the year, we'll start the sheep one. The sheep one took place some years back. Like, we are trying the pig one because at a certain point, we got most of the pigs wiped out because of some diseases in the country. So we want to introduce new stock of the pig nursery to pick up again. So the sheep one is on plan.
Where are you placing grass cutter and rabbitry? Are they not part of the model?
Grass cutter and rabbitry, we encourage young people to get into it. We've identified people who are into those areas. If a young man approaches us and he's interested, we encourage and introduce him to that, the owners of those grass cutters, and we support them in that scheme. So it's still on.
He also explained how the Graduate in Agriculture program would be implemented.
Their tertiary education, they go through a one-year national service program. During this one-year national service program, the national service secretariat will be able to identify those who are interested in going into farming. Or some of them will apply to the national service, would identify those who want to go into farming. Then we as a team will sit down and work out a package for each of those who are interested in the farming. But we'll use mostly the national service as the base source of identifying them. Of course, some can apply from other places. We will welcome them.
Is there any word of encouragement you want to give the youth out there who are saying there's no job, but we think we have jobs in this country?
The word of encouragement I want to say is that, one, all of us cannot go into farming in a country to create jobs, no. But agriculture has a good potential, good income. As I always said, and my friends will laugh at me, agriculture has the cleanest of money that you can think about. Agriculture's money is clean, it's neat, and when you use it, you feel very proud. But it takes time. You must have commitment, you must have courage, you must be patient, and you can reach where you want to reach in agriculture. Most of the young people won award as first farmers in the country, which shows that at least the youth are taking interest in agriculture and they are coming out with good results. So my encouragement is that no profession is easy. Equally, farming is not easy. But I will say that farming has the cleanest of money that you can think about.
Alhaji Adam Mahama is the National Coordinator for the Youth in Agriculture Program.